Think about the last time you felt genuinely uncertain about whether the world was accelerating or stalling. This Monday morning, we have Iran threatening to seize ships in the Strait of Hormuz as new U.S. sanctions hit, Ukraine burning down Ozon warehouses for the third night running, and 200 Chinese vessels massing near a Philippine reef while Beijing announces live fire drills. And somehow, alongside all of that, the CEO of OpenAI is publicly admitting he was wrong about how fast AI would change everything. It's a strange week to be alive, and we're going to take it apart piece by piece. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have a lot of ground to cover today, so let me give you the full picture. On the geopolitical front, we're tracking what could become a serious maritime confrontation in the Persian Gulf. Iran's new Persian Gulf Strait Authority just posted formal warnings about fines, detention, and confiscation for any vessel that doesn't comply with its transit rules. And that landing on the same day as sweeping new American sanctions is not a coincidence. We'll get into what that means for global energy markets and shipping routes.
From there, we'll move to Eastern Europe, where Ukraine's drone campaign against Russian logistics infrastructure has entered a new phase. Three consecutive nights hitting Ozon warehouse facilities, which is a surprisingly sophisticated economic targeting strategy. And the European Union just approved $7.1 billion in additional defense aid for Kyiv, so we'll connect those two threads.
In the South China Sea, we're watching what may be the largest single Chinese maritime mobilization near the Philippines in years. More than 200 vessels near a reef in the Spratly chain, simultaneous live fire drills announced. We'll explain why the timing matters and why Manila's response is going to test the U.S.-Philippines Mutual Defense Treaty in ways it hasn't been tested before.
On the domestic politics side, we've got Trump's approval rating underwater in 47 out of 50 states according to a new poll, a controversy over a $400 million bunker project that former officials say is redundant, a USS Lincoln sailor whose father was arrested by ICE during the sailor's 9-month deployment, and Bishop William Barber launching a national voter mobilization tour in Atlanta. We'll also look at Trump seriously studying Australia's superannuation model as a possible social security fix.
For AI and tech, we've got two stories that actually intersect in a revealing way. Anthropic's flagship model, what the data shows is labeled Fable 5, is capturing only 11% of enterprise AI spending more than 2 months after launch. And Sam Altman is out saying he got the adoption curve wrong after GPT-4. Meanwhile, Apple apparently leaked its own AirPods camera product through a code merge error. Harvard is selling a $699 boot camp using AI clones of its professors. And Democratic presidential hopefuls for 2028 are almost uniformly refusing to take any position on Bernie Sanders' call to pause AI development.
On the financial and economic side, we're looking at Treasury bond buyback program that one prominent economist is calling financial repression. Foreign investors dumping $29 billion in T-bills while simultaneously buying $181 billion in U.S. equities. A split that raises real questions about confidence in American sovereign debt and the rise of stablecoins as a potential tool for Washington to maintain dollar dominance.
We'll also cover Toyota dropping gas-only RAV4 models as plug-in sales surge. The United States now consuming nearly 40% of global data center electricity, and Harlan Coben breaking his longstanding rule against sequels for Netflix's Myron Bolitar series. We've got a full episode. Let's get into it.